That was when we had, when I lived in Heidelberg, a very nice way where we had walked often and philosophized. And I remember, although they naturally wanted to know what had happened and how was it and what new adventure and so on. But they just said, today you do not talk, please. You are very exhausted. Come with us. And they brought me to a bench and where we overlooked Heidelberg, and they were just sitting, the couple here, Martin here, and I here. And then they began to chant very nice prayers for health. I still remember this very, there was no words. We didn't discuss. I was just relaxing. Phew. Oh, finally someone understands. And I was listening to the prayers and felt energized because it was very, I was very tired really and very exhausted and a little ill. And I felt this was wonderful. I remember another time. That was where Martin said we had many hard times, hard discussions. We went in the forest, like we always do, and one subject came up where at the moment we had totally different opinions. I will not tell you what the subject is because this, I feel, has to remain in the confidential room of our friendship. But there was I felt very much the need to bring my point. And my friend made another point. So, okay, this was... I thought, is he a friend to me? Or is he not a friend? And I knew, he's a friend to me. Okay, then I can be as hard as the reality demands it. I will not be diplomatic. I will not be polite. I will just be as I am. And I began to make my points. Dun, 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 dun. My friend also, I think, asked at that moment, is he a friend or not? Okay, he's a friend. And he went like, dun, 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 dun. And I thought, all right, it's a friendship. Dun, 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 dun. And we really became intense. And it became so intense that I decided, if this doesn't stop, I'm so sure of my point, and I feel really this goes to my essence. This is too much, really. And I remember my friend on his own way also thought like this. This is too much. This is not a human discussion. We are making war here in the forest. So we began to talk just... No one said anything, and we were boiling with steam. And after some time, I said, I'm sorry. Why was I born like this? Very sorry. Please forgive me. We have different opinions here. Let it be. Let it be, let it be. But let us not now continue with this heavy energy. And I really thought later we found out that our views are really not so different. Because our philosophies are Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. And those who are of subtle perception know what our discussion was about. Our philosophy is Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, and we discover anyways, I don't want to go further into it. So I'm very, very happy when I said to Martin, I so much would like you to speak, but I don't know if you feel comfortable in this crowd. You are a scholar, you are a known person, you have published a Sanskrit-German dictionary and several, many other books, and I do not know. Marty said, no, it's birthday. And he immediately came. He even asked me, how do you wish me to be dressed? Should I come in black suit? And I said, come like a friend, like you are to me. But also, please, here, if you come in a dhoti, everyone will not listen to you because they will think, oh yeah, Hare Krishna, everything clear, when does my speech come? So, thank you very much, Martin, and I was very... I meant... Hare Krishna.
Direkt damit wir